Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. Today's episode is going to be personal, not in a dramatic way, not in a breakdown way, but in a real grounded way. I wanted to talk about something I've been moving through recently, the fear of being fully seen. And this has been something that's been holding me back for a while. And this might seem silly to you, or it just might seem like, okay, why this topic? But I know a lot of people struggle with being truly authentic to themselves. Like, yes, I talk about being authentic, and I feel like I am authentic, and I show me, but I only show parts of me. I only want to show you guys when I'm being successful, or when I figure things out, or like the good moments. I never want to share my true, real struggles, which I feel like when I'm down or in a low place or low energy, or and I'm in my head, I feel like I don't want to share, because I'm like, why does people want to hear this, or who would want to listen to this? And I just don't feel the energy to speak about it or talk about it or put myself out there, because I just feel like shit. And then I just think that people see me feeling like shit, then they're gonna feel like shit. But that's not how it is. It's like, being authentic is showing every parts of me, even sharing like what's going on in my head. I'm always analyzing, processing things, and I know I'm getting better at it. I'm being more aware of this, and I no longer want to lead with my ego. I want to lead with my heart, my intention, my purpose, and leading with my ego in my head does no good. I mean, the ego is here to really keep our physical body safe, but it doesn't help us move forward into overcoming the fears or stepping into your purpose or your power. And so this message or this episode is going to show you guys a part of me that I haven't fully been vulnerable or been able to share or show you guys. And even talking about it right now just gives me full of anxiety, and I just feel nervous. Like in my body, it just feels like a lot of anxiety. I don't know why. And actually, I do know why. And I've been analyzing, processing this, and trying to understand where this fear comes from. Being authentically me is shedding the mask that I put on because I'm so used to it. And a lot of us do this, right? We put on a mask because growing up as a little kid, we were either made fun of or outcasted or told by your parents or friends, society, you have to be a certain way. And if you were not, then you didn't feel like you're accepted. You were made fun of. And it just brought a lot of trauma, pain, all these negative feelings, thoughts, beliefs into your body, into your brain, into your life. And so you try to avoid that after being traumatized or being hurt. And so being vulnerable is actually showing up, being who you truly are, being and accepting the quirkiness, everything about you. And like I said, talking about the hard things is hard for me, because growing up, I had to be perfect, or I felt like I had to be perfect. I felt like if I was not successful or feeling accomplished or doing something, then I was not worth anything. And growing up as an Asian American woman and growing up in a all-white town and in a suburban town, you really learn to be invisible, not stand out, and not speak your truth because as a minority citizen, as an Asian, you're already outcasted as like the smart, quiet, good minority citizen that just listens and just does her thing. And that's what I thought I had to be. And growing up, I never used my voice. That's why I'm scared when I speak up. And again, this is why I started this podcast, because I knew I had a voice and I had a vision, like what, as an 11-year-old, that I knew talking on the radio or something with talking was in my future. I just didn't know how it was going to be or what it was going to look like. But obviously now I know what it is. It's having my own podcast, using my voice, showing up. And part of it is showing up, being vulnerable, sharing my fears, being fully seen. Whew, being fully seen. What does that even mean? Right? Like fully seen. I mean, I show you guys my struggles when I went through infertility or when I went through a miscarriage and when I had endo flares and health issues, but I don't think I show you guys my mental health issues because, again, that's a weakness for me where I feel like if I show that I'm not stable or I'm having negative thoughts or, you know, having these issues, then I'm embarrassed. But why should I be embarrassed? There is nothing to be embarrassed. It's something I should be aware of. And when I share, I know that it's within my awareness and that I can bring it to the awareness, bring it into my reality and my attention and see why it's bothering me and really dissect it so then I can really learn from it and then let it go. But since I've let it be stuck here in my reality and not doing anything with it, just analyzing, processing all the time, I've been stuck in my head for years and not moving forward, not taking the actions that is needed because I am scared to really fully be seen. And what does that even mean? Again, right? Being vulnerable, showing up and talking about everything, what I really truly believe. And again, social media, I only post certain things because I don't want to trigger people. I want to try to bring peace into this world. But if you're trying to cater to everybody, then no one's going to really truly resonate with me, right? And yes, creating peace in a way is part of me not wanting to be fully seen. And I have so many opinions, I have so many ideas, and I have so many opinions about certain things, or my outlook in life is, I think, very unique. And I believe it's for the greater good. I believe the way I stand for things or believe in things comes from passion with making this world a better place. But yet, I still have the fear of being judged for some reason, and not wanting to speak my truth. I always hold myself back. Like, I'm about to post something, and I'm like, no, it's going to be too controversial. Like, let's not do it. I don't even want to bring that negative energy into my world. Why am I so scared of if people say something negative? Like, I need to have stronger, thicker skin, and don't take things so personal. And that's something that I'm also struggling with and working through. Because again, I've been so scared of being criticized my whole life. And I wanted to be perfect. And everything about my life has to be perfect. And I feel like if I'm not perfect, then there's going to be a lot of repercussions. And so that's my ego and my body telling me and trying to keep me safe. But I don't want to live this way anymore. It's not benefiting me or my business. And honestly, my business has been suffering because I believe that I need clarity to move forward into how to get a better, clearer message on who I want to help. And again, I'm trying to broaden everything and try to help everybody and it's just not working and being true, transparent. And in a way, I've been sabotaging myself this whole time because, again, now it was a way to not truly be seen. Like, yeah, I've been doing all the work, but a part of me was not really ready to let my peace go and to let this mask go. But now doing this episode, speaking my truth, and just saying it out loud right now in front of you guys is scary. But at least I'm going to take ownership and knowing that I no longer want to stay in this narrative anymore. I'm ready to really let this fear down and then jump over this fear and go across, because I know it's exactly what I need and I know it's going to be a beautiful ending at the other side. And right now I've been getting a lot of signs and synchronicities and people have been calling me and things have been just coming in my reality, helping me to move forward and helping me get out of this fear. And so it can't just be coincidental. I know it's in alignment for me because my guides and angels are giving me signs and messages. Because how are these people just randomly calling me, knowing like something's off with me, even though I didn't say it, but they're like, man, I just know something's going up with or going wrong with you or something, that I had a feeling or a calling to reach out. So I had two people reach out and they're trying to help me get more clarity and to gain more confidence to get over this fear. And then what dug deep into this conversation today is, yeah, the fear of being seen, because a part of me doesn't want to be truly authentic and I don't want to share all of me and my childhood traumas and traumas that I had during college years, because I feel ashamed of my choices. But then I think back and I'm like, I didn't know better. I really had no idea what I was doing. Like, I look back and I'm like, I needed to learn those lessons so I can be who I am today. And I shouldn't be ashamed of who I used to be, because that's not who I am anymore. And I know that I'm this powerful, amazing soul being. And I just need to show up in this way and not be fearful to show up and show y'all, even when I'm struggling. And it's not going to be always sunshines and butterflies, right? Like, your life is a journey. It's just like a heartbeat. And you don't want it to flatline, because then that means you're not living. You want your heartbeat, right, to go up and down, up and down. And that's how life is. And so I feel like every down is always going to teach you a lesson, and it's going to bring you back up to where you want to be. So it's great that you have a journey that goes up and down, because that means you're truly living. And so how does that fear directly connect to overthinking, ego, and self-trust? But if I'm honest about clarifying my message, anxious about being more direct, anxious about saying clearly who I help and what I stand for, and this is being seen is holding me back on clarity on all these things about my business, like I just said. And it's got me stuck into overthinking and being in my ego. And it's really made me not trust myself. And that trusting self is a lot to do with not listening to your intuition and not loving yourself enough. And a lot of us have a lot of self-trust issues. We go against what we know or what we should do or what we know we need to be doing, but we don't do it because of that fear, that ego, and that anxiety, it takes over. And when I finally realized that this was the thing, I was like, oh my God, it really surprised me. Because again, like I said, I teach grounding, I teach intuition, I teach heart over ego. So why was I still feeling blocked? And again, it's you know, the answer wasn't what I expected. It wasn't lack of clarity. It wasn't lack of strategy. I mean, part of it is the clarity and strategy, but, you know, and part of it was also, I didn't know who I was. But the main hardcore thing, and those are all little pillars of the fear of being visible. And so I made all these excuses to not be able to move myself forward because I didn't want to be vulnerable and to be visible and to show up being authentically who I am. And so if you're empathetic, spiritually open, or emotionally intelligent, you probably know this feeling. You don't just think about being judged. You feel it in your body even before it happens. You imagine someone misunderstanding you, rolling their eyes, thinking you've changed, thinking you're too much or not enough, and your nervous system reacts as if it's real. That's what was happening for me. There's this shift happening in my work. For a while, I've shared about boundaries, self-love, angel numbers, spiritual insights, empowerment. I show so much. And I was just getting overwhelmed, burnt out, because I was like, I'm going to do everything. I'm so multifaceted. This is all of me. And I mean, all of that is real. All of that matters. But when I really sat down and asked myself, what do I actually help people with? The answer was very clear. I help empathetic, spiritually open people who overthink everything, learn how to ground themselves, and lead from their heart instead of their ego. That's it. That's the core, because you know what? It was me, a fear of me realizing that I am empathetic, I'm spiritually open, and I overthink everything. And I'm like, if I can't overcome this to 100% perfection, how am I going to teach people this? But I do already teach people this, and I am learning through this. So in a way, I feel like an imposter syndrome. And for me, as a perfectionist, as a person with integrity, I was like, I need to be 100% in order to be able to help somebody else. But I'm already doing the work. I'm already putting myself out there. I already coached one-on-one. I've been changing people's lives for the past 5 years, or my whole life. I've been helping people change their lives, but my business actually started 5 years ago. And for some reason, I still feel the imposter syndrome because of my self-trust, of the lack of self-love. Oh my gosh. And the fireworks go because I had clarity and I have this realization now of that hardcore thing of being truly visible and vulnerable. It's so crazy. But saying that feels more exposed than sharing general inspiration when I talk about all these things to you guys, right? But now I'm claiming something specific. Now I'm visible, and here's what I realize. Vagueness can be a protection mechanism. So when you're vague, everyone can like you. When you're specific, some people won't. And that's where ego comes in. Ego isn't bad. Ego protects identity. Ego protects belonging. Ego protects safety. But when ego runs your brand, you stay safe and small. And when heart leads your brand, you get clear, even if it costs you approval. And that's a hard truth for me. And I had to sit with it because part of me wanted to stay broad, right? Like, broad feels peaceful. Broad feels safe. Broad feels accepted. But broad also feels misaligned. And misalignment creates anxiety too. So I had this choice. Stay comfortable but scattered, or get clear and tolerate visibility. And that's the real growth edge. And I think a lot of empaths struggle here. Because you feel deeply, you sense energy, and you want harmony. So you soften your truth to avoid friction. And again, as an empath and as an Asian American or whatever society has taught us, we are so scared to speak our truth because we really are so empathetic to other people. We don't want to make them feel a negative way, or we don't want to affect them in a negative way. And that's trauma. And so, like I said, if I was vulnerable and I had so much ideas and I actually have a true opinion about something, I'm scared to get that negative comment because I don't know if I can really overcome it. But really, I can, because I should know my truth, my power. But then as an empath, you forget that. Right? You soften your truth to avoid the friction because you over-explain yourself. You overthink everything because you're like, oh my gosh, if I say this, are they going to be affected, or do they make them feel a certain way? It's just crazy. Or you dilute your message and you question yourself. And again, as an empath or as a person who has struggled with identities and beliefs and self-trust, you overthink, you question yourself because you lack that self-trust. You're not following your intuition, you're not following your power, you're not following your higher self because we're so out of tune with all of that. And it's not because you're confused, but because you're sensitive to impact. And that sensitivity is actually a gift, and now I'm looking at it as a gift. And knowing it as a gift, you have to take that in and really, really utilize it and not think of it as something that's a burden for you. And when you know that sensitivity is a gift, then you should be so happy that it's a superpower that you have, right? And know that sensitivity is a great thing. Is it coming from your heart or intuition? So that's why grounding yourself is so important. And this is why I love teaching people about grounding. I teach all my clients how to ground themselves, breathe and get quiet, and then just get out of your head and just start feeling your body, feeling your heart, connecting with yourself. Grounded sensitivity to you, which becomes intuition, which becomes your gift. And so when you're ungrounded sensitivity, it makes you have anxiety. So you become full of anxiety. So knowing the two difference, so grounded sensitivity becomes intuition and ungrounded sensitivity becomes anxiety. So when you as an empath know this, this is your superpower. And that distinction can change your life, and it changed mine. Because I realized the anxiety I was feeling wasn't a sign to shrink. It was a sign my nervous system needed reassurance while I expanded. And there is a difference. An expansion always makes you level up. So when you're leveling up and when you're expanding, you have to shed a lot of the old stuff and shed away the fears and step over that so that you can expand. Right? So there is a difference, okay? Expansion, again, can feel unsafe at first, not because it's wrong, but because it's unfamiliar. And self-trust isn't built when you feel zero fear. It's built when you move forward while grounded in your body. So I started asking myself better questions. Instead of, what if people judge me? I asked, what if the right people feel relief when I finally say it clearly? And just asking that question made me feel so good. Like, if I can help the right people that I'm meant to, then I know that I'm in alignment. I know that I'm on the right path. But if I'm trying to reach out to everybody and I'm not getting it to the right person, then what's the point? I'm just wasting my time. I'm wasting my breath. Right? And so instead of, what if I lose my peace? I asked, is hiding actually peaceful, or is it just familiar? And again, that question hit me, because hiding isn't peaceful. It's tense. It's hyper-aware. It's careful. It's exhausting. True peace is being okay with being misunderstood by the wrong people. And that's grounding, because I get to be authentically me. Grounding isn't silence. It isn't withdrawal. It isn't perfection. It's the ability to tolerate external reactions without abandoning yourself. That's the work I teach. And I realize I have to model it. So here's me modeling it now. It's so hard, vulnerable, but it feels so good. Okay, and I'm gonna say it again right now with clarity, confidence. I help empathetic, spiritually open individuals who overthink everything to learn how to ground themselves and lead from their heart instead of their ego. And just me saying this gives me anxiety because this is what I'm overcoming now. And I'm going to breathe through it because it feels so unfamiliar speaking my truth. But I know this is right because if it's unfamiliar, but it's making me feel anxiety but excited all at the same time, I know I'm in the right direction because my intuition is playing in and my ego. But I'm not going to choose my ego. I'm going to choose my intuition. So I am no longer going to dilute that to make it more digestible because the people who need that message are exhausted. I'm calling it into existence right now that I am attracting the people that need me, that I'm supposed to help, that I'm supposed to be serving. And because the people who need that message is going to find me. I'm putting that out there. I'm declaring it. And I know I've been this way and I've been so exhausted. So I know the people who I'm meant to help are also exhausted. So where are my empaths at who are exhausted from replaying conversations in their head? Spending so much time replaying things that aren't perfect or why it didn't go the way it did. From second guessing decisions that you already made, but it's already set in stone. It was meant to be that way. From absorbing other people's emotions and not knowing if it's yours or theirs, and not knowing how to clear other people's emotions. From wondering if their intuition is real. From not listening from your ego and instead into your intuition. Not knowing the difference. So where are those people? Because I've struggled with it. And last but not least, from feeling pulled between logic and heart. And in our society, we've been taught to use our logical mind for everything, to analyze and process everything. But no, we need to learn and listen to our heart because your heart is the gateway to your higher self, into higher source. That's where all the magic is. So when you are tapped into your heart and not your logic, you're going to be so powerful. Okay? And I'm going to teach you all this because I've learned it myself. I know the way. I know exactly how to get there. So I no longer want to have this vague empowerment message. I just need to know that I am giving people grounded clarity. And that's what you need. Literally, grounded clarity. When you're grounded, you get clarity. That's it. In this busy world that is literally meant to make us not grounded, to make us so hectic, to make us in fear, to create chaos. This is why we all want peace. It's because we need to be grounded so we get clarity. But since it's so noisy and we have so many distractions, this is why we all need grounded clarity. So another layer of this for me is being in a season of life where I have a 9-to-5 job. And I never really talk about this because I feel like I'm an imposter syndrome because as a business owner, you want to say, oh, I'm so successful, I'm full in, I'm making 10K months and blah, 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 right? This is what people say. But no, I'm still working a 9-to-5 and I'm a mom. I'm pregnant now with baby number 2 and I'm building my business. And for some reason, I'm so ashamed that I'm still doing all of this and not being a successful business owner. For some reason, again, I'm still putting my worth and my success on how much I make in my business. But I'm a successful mom. I am working a 9-to-5 that I love for now, right? But that's not my true, real passion and mission. But I'm so blessed and lucky that I get to work from home. I have, like, the great 9-to-5 work situation, right? And, like, everything that I have is a super blessing. But, again, I guess I was ashamed again because I couldn't say, oh, I'm not working a 9-to-5. I'm a full-time business owner that's making 10K months, who makes 100K a year in my business. I can't say that. So I don't really talk about my 9-to-5. I don't really talk about my business, my struggles, because, again, it's being vulnerable. It's being, I'm a failure. It's saying I'm a failure, but I'm really not a failure, though. If you think about it, I'm doing all these things all at once. Of course, I'm not going to have a successful business right away. It's going to take some time, but I know I am going to have a successful business. And being a mother of two, that was something I was working towards, and I took priority of that. And that's coming into fruition for me. So I need to be kinder to myself. And as an empath, as a high achiever, we are so hard on ourselves. We are our worst critics, but we need to be loving and kind to ourselves, like we are to our friends, to our family. We're so forgiving, we're so loving to others, but we need to do that to ourselves. And so I had a lot of temptation to push myself, to prove myself, to rush everything because I wanted results. But that would contradict everything I teach about the BS life, right? The bliss off life, which isn't about luxury aesthetics. It's about regulated ambition. It's about success without self-abandonment. And I can't preach that while burning out my nervous system trying to be everything to everyone. Again, I have imposter syndrome. And I couldn't show up speaking my truth because I felt like I was preaching and talking about my concept when I wasn't even doing it myself. So I was hiding. I was just showing only bits and pieces that I thought would fit. So this episode is also a reset for me, a recalibration, a way or a form of me really just preaching, being aware, and just putting it all out there. I don't care. It's just so freeing just being able to speak about my whole truth, about what I've been truly struggling with, going through. And I shouldn't feel ashamed. And I'm actually ready and excited to see if people criticize me or say anything about this. Really. I'm actually excited to start getting people to talk about my concepts or to talk about what I have to say, because that means people are watching. And that means I can start speaking my truth, my beliefs. And it's scary, but exciting all at the same time. So I know that's the right path. So if you've been feeling blocked, maybe you're not blocked. Maybe you're refining. Maybe you're shedding yourself or your old version of yourself that was safe, but not fully aligned. And that shedding feels like anxiety at first, but it's actually clarity emerging. So here's something I've learned about ego versus heart. Ego asks, how will this be received? Heart asks, is this true for me? Ego scans for danger. Heart scans for alignment. Ego wants consensus. Heart wants congruence. And the more empathetic you are, the louder ego can feel. Because you're sensitive to social dynamics, but intuition is quiet, steady, grounded. It doesn't panic, it nudges. And lately, my heart has been nudging me to stop softening who I am, to stop hiding behind general advice, to stop pretending I don't know exactly who I am here to help or who I truly am. And that nudge feels calm, even when my mind spirals. So if you're in a season where you're afraid to be fully seen, I want you to check something. Is the fear loud or chaotic? Or is your truth steady and quiet underneath it? Because usually the truth is calm. It's the ego that's dramatic. The ego that gives you anxiety and puts you in fear. And when the truth, or when you're following your heart, it's calm. It's like this knowing. And you're just like, yeah, that's right. So you, when you ground yourself, you breathe, you reassure your nervous system, and then you choose alignment anyway. And that's the secret. That's self-leadership. That's heart over ego. And that's the energy I'm committing to moving forward. So this is me stepping more fully into clarity. Not perfectly, not loudly, not aggressively, but calmly, grounded. Sure. And if this resonates with you, if you've been overthinking your visibility, your message, your decisions, take this as your reminder. You don't need to be louder, clearer. You don't need everyone to agree. You need to agree with yourself. You don't need to eliminate fear. You need to regulate your body and move anyway. That's the work. That's the real truth. That's what I've been stuck with. And I'm telling you right now exactly what to do. And having that awareness, opening your mind, opening yourself to this amazing awareness. And the crazy part is, I'm right here with you. You are not alone. You don't have to do this alone. I can help you get clarity. I can help you gain confidence. Start loving yourself. Start truly using your spiritual gifts and expanding your awareness and your energy. And I can work with you one-on-one or even do a numerology guidance card reading. And you'll see what magic we get to create together. Okay, so all of that information is going to be in the show notes below. Or you can also check out my website for more details. It's www.kathymau.com. So thank you for being here. Thank you for witnessing my growth in real time. And if this episode felt like a mirror, share with someone who needs permission to trust their heart. And I want to know what you guys think about me being vulnerable and really putting myself out here today. Again, when I just rethink what I just said out loud, I'm getting nervous again. I'm letting my ego and my fear get the best of me. And it's telling me, don't post this, Kathy. Don't put this out there. But you know what? I did it. I feel accomplished. I feel proud of myself. I'm so happy I spoke my truth. I'm so happy that I got all my fears out there. I got all the things that was stuck in my head and in my heart out for everybody, whoever resonates, to hear it and to give you guys some insight and perspective on how to overcome what I've been stuck for years because I didn't truly want to be seen. But now I know the difference between my ego and my heart and what's been truly holding me back. And I no longer want to live in that narrative, and you no longer have to live in that narrative too. So be authentically you. Get seen. Speak your truth, because people need to hear it. People need you, and everybody has a purpose on this earth in this lifetime. So go figure that out and be authentically you and put in the time to speak your truth and be the soul, amazing, incredible being that you are. So if you really like this episode, please comment below and let me hear what your thoughts are. Okay? I love you all, and don't forget to go and live the BS life and ignite your power. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mau podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media.
Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!